Taiwan's political crisis has intensified, with the opposition announcing plans to file a petition with the High Court calling for a recall in the disputed March 20th presidential election. Incumbent President Chen Shui-bian narrowly won the election by 30,000 votes out of 13 million cast. Chen has promised to abide by the results of a recount if one is ordered. The opposition petition also is demanding a formal inquiry into the mysterious shooting of Chen and his running mate on the eve of the voting. NPR's Rob Gifford is in Taipei. Is a recount likely, Rob?
Well, I think after today's events, it's looking increasingly unlikely. Today, I've just been to a news conference where the two chiefs of staff of both sides were arguing back and forth about all sorts of small details about how a recount might or might not take place. And it looks like the two candidates are not even going to meet. And so I think it's increasingly unlikely that the recount will go ahead. And the main reason is that the KMT, the opposition party, do not want to have a recount, because analysts here are saying to me that they feel it's likely that they would be confirmed as the losers if that recount went ahead.
What about charges that the assassination attempt wasn't an assassination attempt, that it was staged?
Well, yes, this is another major part of what's been going on here in the last week. It was, of course, a huge coincidence that this attempt happened on the eve of the election, and the KMT, the opposition party, are very, very suspicious. But there is no evidence of any foul play. The president, Chen Shui-bian, has again, he's agreed to set up a committee to look into it, and in fact, three forensic experts from the United States have arrived here today, and they are going to go and look at the crime scene, look at some of the evidence, the bullet cases that were found, and also, I believe, to look at the wound of the president and everything regarding this incident to try and clear up whether it could have been staged in any way. But like the recount, I think it's coming to the point where it doesn't seem very likely that they're going to come up with too much evidence, and that will work against the opposition party, the KMT.
10 days into this political crisis, are people there getting tired of it?
I think they are a little bit. Yesterday, Sunday morning, Chen Shui-bian ordered for the final protesters to be cleared from the streets. And I think that's been something of a relief for the people of Taipei. I've spoken to some moderate KMT supporters here, opposition supporters who did vote for Lian Jian and against Chen Shui-bian. And they've said, basically, just get over it, Lian Jian. You know, we need to move on as a country. The economy is suffering. The stock market is down. Look, this is a democracy. You lost. And I think when the middle ground is starting to say that, I think really the opposition's complaints are in danger.
NPR's Rob Gifford in Taipei.